They spent the rest of their visit discussing Gryffindor's improved chances for the Quidditch Cup. At 9 o'clock, Hagrid walked them back up to the castle. A large group of people was bunched around the bulletin board when they returned to the common room. "Hogsmeade, next weekend," said Ron, craning over the heads to read the new notice. "What do you reckon?" he added quietly to Harry as they went to sit down. "Well, Filch hasn't done anything about the passage into Honeydukes," Harry said, even more quietly. "Harry," said a voice in his right ear. Harry started and looked around at Hermione, who was sitting at the table right behind them and clearing a space in the wall of books that had been hiding her. "Harry, if you go into Hogsmeade again, I'll tell Professor McGonagall about that map," said Hermione. "Can you hear someone talking, Harry?" growled Ron, not looking at Hermione. "Ron, how can you let him go with you after what Sirius Black nearly did to you? I mean it. I'll tell." "So now you're trying to get Harry expelled," said Ron furiously. "Haven't you done enough damage this year?" Hermione opened her mouth to respond, but with a soft hiss, Crookshanks leapt onto her lap. Hermione took one frightened look at the expression on Ron's face, gathered up Crookshanks, and hurried away toward the girls' dormitories. "So, how about it?" Ron said to Harry, as though there had been no interruption. "Come on, last time we went you didn't see anything. You haven't even been inside Zonko's yet." Harry looked around to check that Hermione was well out of earshot. "Okay," he said, "but I'm taking the invisibility cloak this time."